director Jacob knows how to make me happy on a Friday. Play a little bit of The Roots with Cody Chestnut. Always makes me happy. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm Torrey.
Joined by my guest host. Thank you so much for sitting in this week, by the way.
Happy to do it.
I know early mornings are hard, but you're a new dad, so you're used to these weird hours these days.
Well, you know, I get plenty of sleep. There's been several times my baby's 2 months old. He's screaming in the bed. My wife is holding him, and she's looking at me like, how could you sleep through this?
Something you can't sleep through. It's the ramble.
Well, if you live near an airport, you'll get a kick out of this next story. A couple just outside of Philadelphia wrote a nasty message to the Federal Aviation Administration on their roof. They painted it in letters 7 feet tall. The letters were all initials, and I won't read all of them, but you know what it says. Blank you, FAA. They were protesting the fact that the FAA changed airplane routes last month, causing planes to fly right over their house. The noise has homeowner Michael Hall wearing earplugs at night. Apparently, Hall wrote the message after trying to file complaints on the FAA phone hotline, but was never able to because the voice box is always full.
Oh, that would make me crazy.
He told local press, quote, "Just doing it made me feel better, but I'd still like to say what I wrote directly to the idiot head of the FAA. Tell us what you really think."
Can you imagine if you're the pilot and you're looking at tower, we have an expletive on the top of the roof, sadly it says.
Well, I'd love to see the cool pilot who will point it out to the passengers like, hey, look, you know, I didn't write it.
Hey, last night, Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama, he delivered some campaign promises. He did it on David Letterman. They were fake promises. It was the top 10 list. He promised to set aside money in the budget for David Letterman's hairpiece, to wrestle any gators that entered the White House. He said he'd put Regis Philbin on the U.S. nickel. But here are the three best ones, we think.
Number 8. Appoint Mitt Romney Secretary of Looking Good.
Yes, sir.
Number 5. I'll rename the 10th month of the year Baracktober.
Baracktober. How about that?
Baracktober.
And the number 1 Barack Obama campaign promise.
3 words. Vice President Oprah.
Yeah. Now, if that were true, he'd win.
And he'll also get Ken Starr to investigate Bill's dancing abilities.
Oh, there you go.
The AP is reporting that a Russian lady came back from a country home vacation only to find her home demolished. Ludmila Martinova lived in a province east of Moscow. She said there was nothing left of her house, not even a log. Apparently, the construction company tore down the wrong building. Ouch.
Oh, no.
Another one nearby was marked for demolition, but hers was demolished instead. The builder offered her money, but of course, she's suing. She says it wasn't enough for an apartment on the outskirts of the city. The larger issue is that many Russians have expressed concern about inadequate compensation for evictions from older housing units slated for demolition. But she's still got that nice country home.
I guess there's a bright side. Hey, if you're a sangria lover, don't go to Virginia, apparently. It's against the law to serve sangria in a certain state. Apparently, it's been on the books since 1934. It's one of those really weird laws that's rarely enforced. But apparently, in 2006, one Alexandria tapas bar was fined $2,000 for violating what amounts to a sangria ban. See, what the ban is, it prohibits the mixing of wine or beer with spirits. So the restaurant owners are appealing the case to the Alcohol Beverage Control Board and urging legislators to make it legal to drink the sangria, people. Now, meanwhile, the tapas bar owners, they've modified their drinks in their 5 locations, but they're a little sad because they say it's not as authentic as we'd like.
And you know how I feel about tennis. Yes. And tennis has a new star. It's a big day. His name is Joe Wilfried Tsonga, a black Frenchman with roots in the Congo, who yesterday destroyed the great Rafael Nadal at the Australian Open in straight sets, never once losing serve. And that's what happens, kids, when your first serve averages 117 miles an hour. Songa's a big guy who looks more like a linebacker. He's 22 years old, 6'2", 200 pounds.
Whoa.
And he hits the ball really, really hard.
Those are some big shorts.
Yeah. I caught the last set of his short match with Nadal, who's number two in the world, with a large moat separating him from everyone else behind him. And it was a eureka moment for me, like when Federer first beat Sampras, when Nadal first beat Federer. This afternoon, Roger Federer plays the Serbian Novak Djokovic, and the winner gets Songa in the finals. Good luck, Roger.
All right, so Songa, that's what we're supposed to remember, the name Songa.
Yes.
That's actually fun to chant.
And say he looks like Muhammad Ali.
I'm Googling in just a minute. Okay, we're done with the ramble, and then I need to Google during the break. Songa.